Hey, welcome to our cool channel. We are M3 Movies on YouTube. We talk about movies and films and stuff.
Hello!
Hi!
Welcome to M3 Movies. I'm Jack.
I'm Brian.
We're trying to figure out where to put the quote-unquote microphone, which is just my phone. We think we found something.
This'll work.
Yeah, don't move too much.
I'm gonna move so much.
It's positioned on the back of a couch, so...
That'd be good.
Yeah. How you doing, Brian?
Dude, I'm good.
The Dream Team is back at it.
Dude, I know. It's been so long.
It's been, what, May... Jesus. May 23rd.
Yeah, it's July.
I hate you. Stop sitting back and moving forward.
I'll just sit here.
No,
no.
What? Why?
It's so far away.
What do you mean that's far away? We normally keep it further.
The fan is going to be so loud.
Oh, right, the fan. I got to turn the fan off.
No, you don't.
What do you mean I don't?
But it's not. The fan feels nice.
It's not going to sound nice, though.
It feels
thing.
Nice.
Brian.
The fan is going off.
No.
Say goodbye to the fan.
It's so hot already.
I can't breathe.
It is already very hot, actually.
Yeah.
You're right.
Put the fan back on.
I know, Brian. No.
All right.
How did that happen? It is so hot already. I'm, like, sweating a little bit.
Yeah.
Should we close the blinds?
You know what you should do?
Huh?
Turn on the fan.
I'm going to kill you. Let's go to new releases.
No intro. That's what we're gonna. We're also skipping. We didn't put up an Instagram poll.
You know,
so.
I'm not sure if you could tell, but I've been phoning it in lately.
Yeah. It's okay. I got next week covered.
Oh, do you?
You know what next week is?
What's next week?
Next week is halfway through the year.
It's been halfway through the year.
Well, like mid July is.
No.
No, it's not. It's mid June, isn't it? I missed mid June.
No, it's early July. It's like my birthday is mid.
Well, we're close. It's close enough that I'm going to do it.
What is it?
In the middle of the year.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you do that. I'm eating Italian ice.
I'm going to warn you. Unless I see four movies that I like more, Avengers is going to be on the list.
Idiot!
It was good.
Yeah, I guess.
It was good.
Forgettable, kind of.
No.
A little bit.
No, I'm still thinking about it.
Okay.
Good movie.
You're a good movie.
Oh, thank you.
What a strange energy we have right now. Let's not do an intro, because I don't want
to. Well, you already... Yeah, we already skipped that.
Well, I didn't do the clap yet.
It did
so
clap.
Doesn't count. All right, go clap.
Go you mean jingle?
New releases, they're out today, or tomorrow, or next week, or maybe they're already out, who's to say?
Stuber.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm familiar. Oh, you know what? You know what we missed the anniversary of?
What do we miss the anniversary of?
The 1 year anniversary of the time that you weren't available to record a podcast, so I tried to do it on my own. And it...
I don't even remember that story.
Well... Oh. There's a cat at the door. Hi, Meatball.
Kitty.
Hi, Meatball. He's trying to claw his way in. Would you stop that?
Trying to get underneath the door.
Anyway, yeah. You weren't available to record, so I figured, how hard could it be? I'll just do it on my own. I'll record an hour on my own. I got to movies watched within, like, 5 minutes.
It's not great.
So that wasn't released to the public. Anyway, do we want to let Meatball in?
You can do whatever it is that you want.
All right, Meatball.
However you feel about it.
Hi, buddy.
All right.
No, not me. Okay.
Meatball is joining the crew. Don't be scared of him. He's not a scary guy. Hey. Anyway, go on.
New releases.
Yeah.
Stuber.
Stuber.
I think it looks good.
Yeah.
It has, like, mediocre reviews, but most of them are like, it's a good time.
Right.
And that's about all I'm expecting. That's
pretty much what I imagined it would be.
I've heard it gets, like, more violent than it should.
Really?
That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
I really like the Jaws thing that in the trailer. The
Jaws thing?
It's like, I'm going to throw this, like, I don't remember what he told, like a propane thing or something, out the window, and you're going to shoot it. It's going to blow up their car. Yeah. It's like, this isn't Jaws. I'm like, exactly like Jaws.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Throw it back. Ow, meatball. Ow. Jerk. Meatball's a jerk. I'll probably watch it just because, you know, Kumail Nanjiani is just
Kumail's such a, so funny.
He's such a joy to watch. Have you seen Portlandia?
I have not seen Portlandia.
He does a couple of bits in that where he plays, like, every time he's the same character, but it's different characters. He's like a salesperson that's just really obnoxious. It's great. Get out of there!
The Big Sick is one of my favorite comedies.
It's very good. It's very
I love that movie. It's like endlessly rewatchable for
that,
me.
That 9/11 joke is so good. What? How's it go?
It's Ray Romano says, like, what are your thoughts on 9/11?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, anti. Yeah, it was a tragedy. We lost 19 of our best men that day.
It's so awful. That's so good. I gotta watch that movie again. You know what else I have to watch that Ray Romano reminded me of?
His comedy special.
He has a comedy special?
It's on Netflix. It's one of my favorite comedy specials. It's so good. It's called Right Here Around the Corner.
Oh my god, I gotta watch that. I was gonna say so good. I was gonna say Paddleton.
That too.
I've been meaning to watch that.
Currently my number... What, let me see. I was doing this yesterday.
Yeah.
He's currently my best performance by an actor in a movie this year. He is very good in that movie.
Have you seen Everybody Loves Raymond?
I have not.
You'd probably like it. The... God damn, cat! Get out of the closet!
Oh no. It was a really funny guy.
The creator and writer of that show does a... travel special on Netflix where he goes to places and eats things. I'll show it to you once the podcast is done, but it's just a feel good time. I'll have what Phil's having / somebody feed Phil. It's very good. Stuber, what else? It's got Drax. I saw him.
Dave Bautista?
Yeah.
Where?
Awesome Con.
What is that?
It's a con.
Cool.
Yeah.
When did you do that?
April sometime? I don't. I think it was... No, it was last year's, not this year's.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Dude, Meatball, what are you doing? He's going nuts right now. He's, like, sniffing all around.
It's a cat. Has nothing better to do.
If you don't...
Mediocre life.
If you at home don't know what Meatball looks like, hop on over to the double video... He's in the beginning of it for a second. He's great. He's my pal. And he's going to try to jump up onto that bookshelf, which is not good because he's like 20 pounds.
It looks like a meatball.
Yeah.
That,
hence the name.
Yeah.
My sister and I were saying that we should call him Night Fury from now on.
No, I like meatball.
Burn in hell. Anything else to say about Stuber?
No.
No?
I'm seeing it tomorrow, so...
I love Kumail.
Kumail Nanjiani.
Crawl. Best movie of the year, I've heard. Wow. Are you gonna say anything? My god.
I just like keep thinking about it and it makes me laugh.
I just picture some like boardroom executive.
No, like, exactly.
Who's like, okay, so Jaws got really huge because it was a shark scary movie. What if we take that same idea but completely flip it on its head?
Make it alligators
instead. And everyone, I would assume, stands up and applauds.
I'm just like, how did it get... What? Who's the audience? Who's it for? I don't know, like,
people who don't care about movies and just kind of want to waste time.
But like those, they have to know that those people only see like two movies a year, and it's like two of the three Marvels, right? Like I don't right. know, I don't know who this movie's for. This movie is only gonna be watched by people that go to the movies, like go to like every movie, and they're all gonna hate it.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't feel like any like blockbuster fan is gonna be like, oh, that looks good.
I don't know, man. Alvin and the Chipmunks made enough to get, what, two more sequels?
It's kids, though.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know. There's an audience for everything out there. There's no
point to this. Hey, maybe it's good.
Maybe. I doubt it. Are there reviews for it yet? There's gotta be.
I hope so.
Crawl. Rotten Tomatoes. I'm looking up. And it's gonna, like, take forever to load. No consensus yet. So, oh, wait, loading? Wait. Yeah, no consensus. Never mind, 47%.
Metacritic has a TBD.
Yeah, no, okay. Stuber has 47%.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I'm struggling. I'm sorry.
Yeah, TBD.
Cool.
Despite coming out in less than 3 days.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm excited.
I would be shocked if I went to see it, frankly.
Gosh, that was very few things.
To say? I don't have anything to say about Crawl.
Oh, you know what? That was actually more time that we spent on new releases than I was expecting. Oh, because I was cat wrangling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's okay.
Thank you. Let's move on to movie news, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Movie news now, yeah.
I saw you trying to clap. Don't you steal my clap. Don't you Eric me.
Did Eric try to clap?
Every single time.
Did he get like really annoying and then just go
yes
that sounds like Eric. It's like when I told him not to curse and he like put his mouth right next to the microphone and went fuck
still
fuck,
one
fuck,
of my
fuck.
Favorite moments. Maybe if he ever listened to the podcast then he would realize that we cut all of the claps out, because I don't think he knew that last time, so he was just kind of clapping. Great guy. I hate
Dumbo.
him. I feel like there's probably a more gentle way to say this first bit of movie news, aside from how you...
Oh, I just typed black it. Ariel. Yeah.
Black Ariel.
Ariel's black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, live action Ariel.
Yeah. I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
They could have just miscolored.
The entire movie. That would be so funny.
You never know.
Could you imagine... The director, like going to see the screening.
And he's like, what is this?
He like, leans over to the colorist. He's like, she was supposed to be black. She,
Ariel, oh, really? Like,
yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me? Did you come to any of the meetings?
Yeah, I fell asleep.
Jesus.
Let's keep up with this joke.
Okay. I'm going to have some Italian ice. Oh, dropped the coaster.
Good. No, but yeah. Which is a good time. I haven't heard the person sing. I've heard she's a very good singer.
Probably.
I keep seeing her name, and I keep thinking it says Halle Berry, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
It says, like, Haley Bailey. Or Halle Bailey, something
it's
like that.
It's probably Halle Bailey. I can't imagine someone would name their child Haley Bailey.
But I keep seeing Halle Berry, and I'm just like, that's a weird casting. And I'm like, oh, wait, never mind.
Dude, could you imagine...
Halle Berry as Ariel?
Yeah. Or as, as Rapunzel.
I don't like that.
What?
I don't like that. I don't know why.
Meatball's back. And he's gone. Yeah, there's some people making a big fuss out of that.
I haven't really seen a lot of people making a big fuss out of it. I've seen a lot more people being like, stop making a big fuss out of it.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just who I follow on Twitter.
Yeah, I feel like I see a lot more of people saying, hey, stop being a jerk about X and Y. And not as many people
being, actually being a jerk about X and Y. Yeah, my only thing with it, like I told you this, was like that it's like the same people who were mad that Ursula wasn't black, and I'm just like, Ursula is purple and a sea monster and voiced by a white woman.
Maybe it's because I am a white man, but I didn't really have so much of a problem with the race. More so, I would love nothing more than to see Lizzo as Ursula. Are you telling me
that? I don't know. I don't know who Lizzo is, like, at all.
She's so great.
Like, I agree Lizzo. That I don't, like, love Melissa McCarthy as an Ursula. I don't
think that makes a lot of sense.
But
Ursula's got a different energy than Melissa McCarthy anyway.
Yeah, no, I don't think it quite fits.
Well, that wasn't even, like, confirmed casting.
No, it's not confirmed. I would actually be surprised at this point if that was confirmed. But I just think it's a little bit, like, weird.
Yeah.
It's a little bit strange.
Samuel L. Jackson and Chris Rock. In Saw 9?
Yeah.
Put this one on. I didn't...
I didn't really read any of the articles, but yeah. I keep seeing this on, like, IMDb or on Twitter, and it's like, Samuel L. Jackson and Chris Rock were set for Saw 9. And I'm just like...
Why?
That sounds awesome. I can just, like... Samuel L. Jackson is what the Saw movies have been missing. That's all I'm saying.
Is it? I feel like what the Saw movies have been missing... have been any depth of any kind.
No, Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah? Okay.
Like Snakes on a Plane. Right? Like, it's the same thing. Okay. That's what Saw needed. They needed Samuel L. Jackson to be there and start yelling. Then Chris Rock will... I don't know how he fits into the picture, but it'll be fun.
Oh, it's a Saw reboot.
Oh, thank God. I hope it's, like, the two of them in the room, the whole movie, like the first one.
No. Along with
it's not Max, going to be.
Max Minghella and Marisol Nichols.
Yeah, I don't know who those people are. I don't care either. But Samuel Jackson and Chris Rock. Oh, yeah. That should be fun.
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen the Saw movies?
No.
Have you seen any of them?
Did I just say yes when you asked if I saw the Saw movies?
Well, you said no. So I was like, have you seen any, like, individual? No.
I would have said... I've seen a couple, but I didn't. Maybe pay attention once.
That's a shame.
Once in your life.
The Saw is ridiculous. It's hilarious.
Jackson... No. Oh, okay. Oh my god. I'm reading an article about it. It said, so Samuel L. Jackson is going to play Chris Rock's father.
Yeah.
I didn't... They were referring to Chris Rock by his last name, so I just immediately assumed Rock's that Samuel L. Jackson was going to be playing Dwayne The Rock Johnson's father. And I'm here for it.
I'm here for it. No, but for a black I'm excited. Man. That looks so fun. I don't love Saw, but Saw is funny. And so is Samuel L. Jackson and Chris Rock. If you're going to make Saw good, just have, like, people that are, like, really good at being, like, loud.
Or maybe just don't even bother to try to make Saw
good. Hey.
No. I'm not saying...
Saw is fun.
I'm not saying stop making Saw movies, but... If you're striving it's to make so the next, fun. Like, I don't know, Call Me by Your Name, then maybe Saw isn't the route you want to go.
But it would be fun.
What? A Saw movie directed by Luca Guadagnino?
Yes, please. I love that. That'd be so fun.
You know what I've been watching?
He directed Suspiria.
Oh, I guess he did. Okay, all right, yeah. Dang it.
If he can be creepy like that, he can
do something. You know, this is completely unrelated, but you just made me think of when you told me, what year was it that Hispanic directors were like...
2006.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching clips from Children of Men.
Have you seen that movie in full?
Yes.
It's so good.
I gotta watch it again. It's
so good.
That 6-minute long shot, or
the battle
long
scene.
Shot, yeah,
that's the best battle scene put to film. I'm like that to the day I die.
One of the best.
No, it's the best.
Well, no, Star Wars exists.
I don't even know which Star Wars battle I put in. Probably
A New Hope.
Which one?
The Death Star, the trench run. Yeah, that's what I thought. Battle of Hoth.
Better?
Battle of Endor. Not so much better. Battle of Naboo.
Redguard.
Redguard.
Is that what it's called? What do they call that?
The Praetorian Guards in The Last Jedi?
Yeah, that one. It's my favorite lightsaber battle.
Sure. Well, that scene is very effective. It's not great in terms of choreography.
I think it is. It's so cool.
No, watch it back again.
I think, like, drop the lightsaber and go. Phew. That's like the original. That's like the original Arya. You don't watch Game of Thrones, do you?
No, but I'm familiar.
Yeah, it's like the original Arya. It's fun.
Anyway,
it's a fun time.
Battle of Geonosis.
What's that?
Attack of the Clones.
Oh God, gross.
What?
That was my favorite scene in Star Wars growing up.
Gross.
Ew. Let's Battle Over Coruscant.
Again.
Battle of Kashyyyk.
Again.
Really? Jerk. there weren't really many. I mean, I guess there's the the Battle of Starkiller Base. And
yeah, I know what's right.
Okay.
I like the battle prior to that more.
What, Takodana? Takodana, sorry.
Sure, maybe that's what it's called. That's probably what it's called. You probably know what I'm talking about.
I do.
The Maskanana place.
Yeah. Takodana.
That place.
Takodana. Is that really how it's pronounced? I know this. Takodana. Takodana? Takodana.
Taco land.
Takodana. Yeah, Takodana. That, I just, it doesn't sound right the way I'm saying it, though. Takodana. It's so cool looking.
Yeah.
Look at that! Wow!
It's pretty.
Wow! Anyway, let's move on before you keep listing Star Wars battles.
Yeah, that was the Saw one.
Sam Jackson was in Star Wars.
He was.
Mace Windu. There are theories that he's going to be coming back.
I heard about that.
I wouldn't mind. I think that would be kind of cool. Seeing an old Mace Windu with no hand. That's crazy because he was electrocuted and thrown out a window. How badass.
I mean, if Darth Maul lived.
He did. Upset. I hate it when people say that he was brought back to life. When my boy survived. People are they brought him back to life. No, they didn't.
You know what
they kept him to life.
Christ.
What? smoking.
Although that is a good point. Like, if you're actually, like, throwing somebody who has the force, like, off of, like, a ledge, right? Can't they just, like, stop their bodies?
Yeah. Like, Hermione in Order of the Phoenix. With everyone.
Yeah.
Did you like that Harry Potter reference?
I did. Like, you just kind of like,
yeah.
I'm good.
What is that spell?
Can people with the force fly?
No.
Why not?
There's probably a good reason out there. I don't know it off the top
of
my head.
Can't they, like, they should be able to, like, move the energy around their own bodies.
There's definitely, I mean, there's definitely a good reason for it.
Like in, Chronicle. That's the force, basically.
We'll look it up later. The thing about Star Wars
I've never thought about that.
The thing about Star Wars is every question you have
has an answer.
Yeah.
I want the answer to be they can fly. Why can't Luke Skywalker fly?
Can you imagine during some, like, giant battle
during the Clone Wars,
one Jedi is just like, hey, oh, wait, oh, hang on, we can all fly. Like, this
What are we doing? Everything. This changes everything. We can fly. Why are we in these stupid spaceships? We can just fly.
Like, hey, guys, have you thought we can definitely fly, right?
Yeah.
That would be great.
I think they can.
That would be wonderful.
They kind of do in the prequels.
They flip.
Not fly, but they, like, flip, and they flip far.
Yeah.
And, like, much higher than they should be able to.
Yeah.
Right?
Force-assisted jumping.
Exactly. So that's, like, flying.
Maybe it's, I don't know.
Maybe it's just, like, so draining.
Why can't force users fly? Oh my god!
It's listening to us.
That was the first thing that popped up.
Tell me. I'm going to be so disappointed
by
this answer.
Can force be used to fly? Science fiction.
I just know that I'm going to be disappointed by the answer.
Oh, for sure. But if Yoda could lift the X-Wing, shouldn't a strong Jedi be able to lift himself and essentially fly with the help of the Force? Yes. Perhaps most directly, Mother Talzin is shown to be able to use the Force to levitate. Another notable example of Force flight occurs in Lords of the Sith. Using the Force, Vader stopped his rotation and reeled himself in towards the large, jagged, smoking hole, and his interceptor had torn in the transporter's hull.
What I'm hearing is that there have just been, like, years and years of missed opportunities.
Well, you probably gotta be strong.
I don't care.
Luke was
strong enough, and
he was levitating.
Yeah, he was. So he can fly.
I'm guessing it's probably like, well, because this is the...
Yoda can fly.
What do you mean Yoda can fly?
Yoda can fly.
Yoda can't fly. He was an old guy.
He can lift an X-Wing.
Yeah.
He can fly. He can lift himself.
Maybe.
Yoda can definitely fly. He was just a dick that was being carried around.
The Force works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, and one of them is a way to fly. I want more flying.
All right, we have an episode title.
More flying.
More flying in Star Wars.
Yes.
Smoking. No.
Oh my god, this is so stupid.
Apparently Netflix is cracking down on
censorship. Smoking is so dumb. I hate it so much.
Yeah.
Although I did see the first movie I think I've ever seen that if it should be rated in a way that people under 17 can't see it, that should be applied.
Midsummer?
Midsummer.
Or Homecoming. Or Far From
Home. Midsummer. Yeah, Far From Home should be NC-17.
Toy Story 3, 4. God damn!
I have not seen it.
I don't know. This is so strange to me. Because, I mean, you compare the smoking that they're censoring to the straight-up suicide scene in 13 Reasons Why. And it's like, well, okay.
Well, why aren't you doing... Like, jeez. It's like, I just don't know who they're trying to help.
Right?
I don't know.
Is it specifically because of Stranger Things that they're... Like, no more
smoking? Are there 15-year-olds, like, watching Stranger Things? Like, oh my god, Hopper's so cool. I want to smoke.
I didn't want to smoke because of
nonsense.
It.
Nonsense.
Like, damn,
Hopper. It's just nonsense. Especially...
Yeah, if your kid is young enough to be impressed upon by the image of someone smoking a cigarette, maybe you shouldn't be letting them watch Stranger Things.
Yeah, it's...
Child friendly show.
Hate people.
Oh, especially season 3. Ryan, season 3 gets so much.
I have not watched season 3 yet.
It gets so much grosser.
I'm so excited.
That's great.
I'm gonna sit on the floor. I don't know why. No. I just feel like it.
Okay.
Hi.
Ryan, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah.
You kinda look like Millie Bobby Brown. Okay.
All good banter.
All she does is scream.
Which means... sorry, that's Winona Ryder. That's my bad.
Which means...
Is she any better?
I didn't really like her that much this season.
Good. There's something about she's terrible.
No, she's... Well, the thing is, I really enjoy her in season 1 and season 2.
But I hate her in both.
Well, it's because you're stupid and hate women. But for some reason in season 3...
She's so bad.
She, like, loses all character that she had.
What character? Answer the question.
A worried mother that would do anything for her child. Jesus Christ! Give me a legit answer. Okay, here's a legit answer.
That's what you sound like.
Anyway, Winona Ryder, I learned today, she played Spock's mom in the 2009 Star Trek. You know how old she is?
How old is she?
She's 47. You know how old Zachary Quinto is?
Like 38.
42.
Oh, really?
She's 5 years older than him, and she played his mom.
Yeah, but she looks like a mom.
He looks like a full-grown man.
He does. That's true. She looks like she's like a Will Byers' age mom. That's
yes.
True.
Yeah. Anyway, that is stupid. Stop it.
Yeah. Especially with, like, 13.
I don't know. Does Netflix really have... I don't know. It's so strange now that, like, this whole sort of streaming, I guess, renaissance has arised. Because, Blockbuster couldn't, like, crack the whip on, like, no smoking. But they were still, like... giving out movies to people.
Well, yeah. Not
giving out, but like... So what's the...
I guess it's their original content.
Oh, is it just the... Okay.
I imagine it's just their original content.
Yeah. I guess that kind of makes sense. As producers. Just... Gross, Brian.
Because they are members of the MPAA.
Boo.
Agreed.
It
should be burned down.
I can make anything I want and not rate it.
That building should be blown up. Like their headquarters. I'm not joking.
Wow.
People should not be inside.
Okay.
Okay. To clarify, I don't want anybody inside, wow. But I want the building torn down. Immediately.
I was like, did you just, like, admit to wanting to commit a terrorist act?
No. I don't want to kill people. I just want to kill the building.
Okay. You know that they can rebuild buildings.
No.
The Flash movie. DC's
yeah, they're starting over.
I'm so glad DC is doing like a kind of reboot kind of thing.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that it works this time because I think DC is smarter now than they were in 2016 when they started trying to make this movie.
I think it helps too that they're kind of keeping a through line with the keeping the same actors and
they still have Ezra Miller.
Story and characters. Like there wasn't ever really a moment that it was a definitive reboot, I guess.
Yeah, no. It's interesting. I'm interested to see what 1984 does with that, because I think it has to address that stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm curious.
But I think if there is a way to do a reboot, this is probably the right way to go.
For them, at least, right now. Because they can't just, like, cancel.
Start over, yeah.
Especially after Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Like, you can't take that back. That's too important of a movie.
Well, the nice thing about Wonder Woman 2 is it is a standalone, so it really didn't have much to do with the established.
That's true. But still, you can't take it back.
That's true.
Patty Jenkins was too good at her job.
Shazam. I watched Shazam
is so good. Weeks.
It is so good.
Shazam is very good. Very funny movie.
Pretty good score, too, actually. The theme for Shazam is
the
very
score.
Nice.
It's nice to listen to. I'm talking about this movie later, but The Last Black Man in San Francisco, the score is so good.
Yeah. Nice indie score.
Huh?
Nice indie score.
Nice indie score.
I love me a good indie score.
It's a good indie score. And they have a good indie song.
Ooh. Like the Meyerowitz stories?
Sure. I don't remember the song of
that. Oh, everyone has gone away. Can you hear me? No, I can't. You must remember.
Okay, so I'm not for this.
It's Randy Newman. It's such a good song. I mean, it's a song that existed before the movie came out.
Yeah. I actually don't know if this song existed before the movie came out, but hope it didn't.
What's it called?
I think it's just called San Francisco.
San Francisco. I'm sorry. Let's look it up. We have the power of the internet at our hands. The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
It was really funny because...
What the hell are you talking about?
The song.
Before that.
Stranger Things. Netflix and stuff.
Yeah.
It's funny because I went to see The Last Black Man in San Francisco. I saw that Cinema Arts.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're like slate... or like, what do you call it? You work in a movie theater. Like
the marquee.
The marquee.
That's what I do, baby.
Yeah. So,
replace that.
On the marquee, it just said black man.
Did it really?
Yeah.
I thought it said...
Oh. No, it just says black man.
That's the struggle with the marquees. You don't always have the right amount of room.
It was very funny.
That's how we ended up getting, instead of How to Train Your Dragon 3, we had to put up HWTRUR Dragon 3.
Dragon
3. we were talking about Flash.
Oh, Flash, right.
Yeah.
No, yeah, so it's Andy Muschietti. It's the guy that made It and It Chapter 2, which looks great, by the way.
When's that coming out?
In October? Maybe?
September
6th. It's that guy directing. I don't know. They said they had a new script. I didn't see who wrote it. But I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
It's just that, like, I remember I used to do the podcast for our school newspaper when we did that in sophomore year.
So you're a seasoned podcaster?
Yeah, I did it in sophomore year. And I remember in sophomore year, we were talking about the Flash movie and how, oh my gosh, they got, what's the guy's name? He made Dope. What's the guy's name?
I... love that movie.
I love Dope.
You've seen it?
Yeah, it's really good.
So good. I didn't even know about it until a couple of weeks ago.
I'm forgetting the guy's name right now, and I feel bad, so I'm looking it up. But
it's okay. I'll talk about Dope in the meantime. Because that movie, oh my god.
Rick Famuyiwa.
Okay.
Rick. I want to... Famuyiwa.
Shameik Moore is...
So good.
Genuinely, there's just something about him that's so, like, lovable instantly.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, Rick Famuyiwa. Famuyiwa. Famuyiwa.
Good lord.
Yeah, something like that. He...
Famuyiwa.
Was signed on to do The Flash, and we were like, oh, gosh, they finally got another director, because they've been trying to make this movie for a year, and this was in 2016.
That's where I've heard the name! That's so exciting.
What?
He's directing 2 episodes of The Mandalorian.
Oh. Yeah, I know, I remember that. Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Yay.
But in 2016, when I was doing my sophomore year podcast, he was going to do The Flash, and then he dropped out. Corey Joji Fukunaga was supposed to do it for a while.
Boy, you really struggled with Famuyiwa, but that last one.
Corey Joji Fukunaga.
Okay.
I don't know why I know that guy's name. I don't know why I know that guy's name. That's the True Detective guy.
Nope.
Okay. He made Beast of No Nation?
Nope.
The Netflix movie with Idris Elba about a child's soldier.
I'm sure he did. I'm not arguing the fact that
he's really good. He's good at filmmaking, and he was going to make it for a while, I think, if I remember correctly. And he didn't make it, and then... I don't even remember what happened after that. It was just in limbo for so long.
Yeah.
So now it has a new director, a new script. Maybe it'll actually get made.
I hope Dope.
So. Dope is really good.
So that does it for movie news, but I did add one other thing.
One other thing! What'd you add? I don't remember. I'm not looking at my laptop.
Well, we've talked about it on the show enough that I think it warrants us talking about this new news. And that is that Queer Eye season 4 is coming July 19th, which is so much sooner than I was expecting, and it makes me so happy. Because I need some Queer Eye in my life at any given moment.
I love Queer Eye so much.
It's so
what's good. Your favorite episode of Queer Eye?
I don't know. Probably the...
I hope you have the same answer as me, because I have an answer. I have 2 answers. I like 2.
I have me also. I can just give me a second. Queer Eye.
Can I say my first answer that's like unrelated? Like the one that is like secondary?
Yeah,
like,
go for it.
So that's the very first episode. The guy that's the guy with like you can't fix ugly.
Oh yeah.
That guy.
That's one of your favorites, really?
I love that. That guy is so cute. That guy's adorable.
I like
with his like easy chair and his Texas margaritas.
Meatballs back.
Oh god.
I like, let's see if I can find it. I
think, but then my other favorite episode.
Unleash the Sexy Beast. It's one with he's a dad.
So I was gonna say mine is the one with the 2 black women who do
barbecue.
Jones Barbecue.
That was my other one.
I love them so much.
So that one was one of the only ones that legit made me cry.
I was like, oh, I love this. I love them so much. I'm so happy for them.
So good. Love that show. Jones... Hold on. Sorry. I also do like God Bless Gay, the first one of season 2. Oh my god, Meatball's so friendly with you right now. Traitor. What are you looking up?
Nothing, I'm actually... Oh, okay. Grant texted me and I feel bad. So.
Oh, right. Feel bad for Grant. Not for the thousands of listeners that you're letting down right now, but whatever. And by thousands, I mean me thousands of times. Come here, Meatball! Okay, he didn't come to me. Let's, oh my god, that was so much fun. Let's go to new trailers. Please, Brian.
Yes, let's do trailers. That's fine.
Cool. Yeah. Jingle.
Let's do trailers.
trailers.
Mulan.
This is what I wanted, and you said they wouldn't do it.
Well, I don't think it's still going to be exactly what you want. You wanted, like, a legit, like, war movie, didn't you?
I did want a war movie.
Which I wouldn't mind, honestly.
I wanted a rated R war movie. Yeah. I was ready.
Yeah.
But, which isn't going to happen, but it doesn't...
Because it does have Disney slapped over the logo.
Yeah, but it doesn't have, like, Mushu or, like, the songs.
Which is... I respect that.
Sorry, that was
Don't break my fan.
I'm not going to break your fan. But it was... It was good. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. We'll see how I feel as time goes by.
I thought it was very good. I was very much enjoying it.
I do say I respect the fact that they are taking, like, creative freedoms with it.
Yeah, beyond, it's going to be different.
Beyond just casting Will Smith as the genie.
I still haven't seen that movie.
I don't feel like it.
Oh.
Wow,
I still haven't seen that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really have much to say, probably just because there wasn't really much to talk about.
There wasn't
about.
Really much in it.
And I mean,
I hope the action is actually good.
Yeah,
that's my main thing. Is that I don't think PG-13 action is going to be interesting. If it's even PG-13,
yeah.
I hope it is.
Dora.
What?
Dora.
Dora.
Dora. Boots. Swiper. Swiper. Oh boy.
You remember the part in the trailer where she, like, looks at the camera and says, like, do you know, what was the word? Like, some Spanish word.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's like, do you know vamanos? It wasn't that, but, like, something like that. And Michael Pena's just like, the hell's wrong with this kid? I liked that.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I had to stifle
it. It was stupid. But it was like, okay, if you're gonna make a Dora
at least
movie.
Be, like, a little bit meta.
If you're gonna make a Dora movie, like, there you go.
I enjoy meta stuff.
I'm just... Again, who is this movie for? I don't get it. Children. Dora has a knife. Who is this?
I'm the knife.
Are there even kids that still watch Dora?
Maybe, probably.
Like, is Dora
maybe
even...
still be good?
Is Dora, like, on ever?
Let me check.
Like...
It may still be running.
Even I didn't like Dora when I was a kid.
Well, that's just because you're better than everyone, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, probably.
I love our relationship.
But,
yeah.
What time is it in the podcast, by the way? Because I have so many movies I need to talk about.
You to watch? It stopped
20. Oh, God, it's 41. 15. I have so many movies I need to talk about. Okay. It's okay. We'll just don't need to talk about Dora, frankly.
We'll go quickly. Maleficent 2, I don't really care.
Oh, my God. Who asked for this movie? Nobody asked for this movie.
Angelina Jolie.
No, she didn't. She doesn't want to do it. There's no way she wants to do it.
The blonde girl. The producers that make a ton of money off of it.
Who? What? Who's making money off of this?
Harvey Weinstein.
I hope so, frankly.
Oh, no.
I just thought, who asked for this movie? It's so stupid. Why is it happening?
Joan Barber from South Illinois.
Asshole.
But I just, that was impressive. I just came up with that name.
Good work.
Hey, if you know someone named Joan Barber in Southern Illinois, give me a call.
Yeah.
Tell me the Crimson Eagle has left the nest, and I'll know what you mean. And the podcast will stop.
Good.
We'll never make a podcast ever again.
And it's just like, oh my gosh.
Jumanji.
I like this.
Jumanji.
So I really like the Jumanji movie that came out in 2017.
Haven't seen it.
I really like it. I think it's really funny.
The last time I saw Jumanji was...
I really like The Rock.
I went to the Amazon bookstore in Georgetown and they were showing it on one of the screens.
Alex Wolff is in it.
Yes.
I like Alex Wolff. But I don't think he's going to be in very much.
Was he in Paper
Towns? He's in
Towns,
Hereditary.
Or...
No. That's Nick Wolff. That's his brother. Alex Wolff is the one that's in Hereditary.
All white people look the same.
They're like twin brothers.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. That was so weird. I could have sworn you were Mark Hamill just then. Heyo.
Heyo.
Sorry.
Good one.
I'm very tired.
No, but like I like that like they're playing... It's like interesting that they're playing different characters.
Yeah, that's cool. And I like Danny DeVito.
And Danny Glover. This is so funny.
Double Danny.
Yeah.
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 But like even like Jack Black, like who gives like such a weird performance because he's playing like a, in the first movie he's playing a, like blonde, who's like Valley Girl movie. This time, yeah. And now he's playing like Fridge, so I'm excited about that. Fridge. His name is Fridge.
Is that his name?
Yeah, like Fridge? The tall black kid. His name Fridge.
Was it Nat Wolf? Nate Wolf?
Alex Wolf.
Alex.
Nat Wolf is the Fault in Our Stars / what? Paper Towns one.
Oh.
They look the exact same.
Yeah.
No, don't
worry.
Was
he in the first Jumanji?
Yes, he plays Spencer, but like, you know, like they're not really in the movie that much because most of the time they're in the game.
Right.
So, but he is in it. Alex Wolf. I don't know if they're twin brothers, but they're brothers.
They've got to be twins. They're exactly the same.
Yes, they're identical. No, I'm done.
Cool. Then let's go to movies watched.
Yes, I've seen so many movies.
I'm just going to turn my brain off for a bit, if you don't mind.
Have you seen any movies?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then we have stuff to talk about. See?
Let's go jingle.
Movies that we've watched.
How many movies do you have to talk about?
Well, I could talk about
Stranger Things counts.
Okay, cool. Then let's say two.
Okay, I have five. So,
I'll go first with that's both fine. Of mine, because to be perfectly honest, I'm looking forward to some time where I can just not listen to you. Let's see, Stranger Things. Stranger Things, well, no, I'll save that for last. Okay. Today, just because it was on Netflix and I was bored, I watched Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Didn't you watch Toy Story 4 too?
That was a while ago.
No, but it count. No, things we've seen since our last.
Oh my god!
Podcast.
Well, your last podcast.
That's true. That's true.
My last podcast was a couple of weeks ago.
That's true.
I guess I didn't see Toy Story 4. Yeah. Okay. All right. Toy Story 4. Very good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Did you cry?
I did.
Oh.
A couple of times, yeah. Actually, yeah. I did, which is impressive because yeah. I like grew up watching Toy Story enough to like understand it and remember it, but it was never like, you know, I wouldn't say that it was my childhood growing up and watching Toy Story. For sure. Not for me.
I love Toy Story.
So it was impressive that it took characters that I like vaguely cared about and made me care enough about them to the point of like holding back tears.
Yeah, Pixar is good at that.
Very, very good at that. I was withholding sobs within the first like 10 minutes. Bo Peep is very good. It's got what's his face from Veep and Arrested Development is Forky.
Jason Bateman? No.
No. I can't.
I feel like I should. Michael Cera?
No. No.
Who plays?
He's in Veep too.
I don't know who's in Veep.
You should watch that show. You would like it. You'd like Veep. Anyway, he's
always forget.
He plays Buster. He's the guy that plays Buster.
In what?
Arrested Development.
Oh. I don't remember.
Come on. But you can picture him. You know him. Tony Hale!
Oh, this guy. Yeah, this guy.
He's perfect in that role. But just a well-made movie that makes you feel things.
Yay.
And I was skeptical.
I was definitely skeptical. Mostly just because Pixar sequels in the last few years haven't been ideal.
I think we'll see how I feel about it as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
I generally enjoyed it, I think. But it does have the same kind of finality that Toy Story 3 had, which is impressive. Because Toy Story 3 wrapped things up very well.
And then Toy Story 4 happened.
Yes.
That's okay.
So, yeah, good on them. I also saw Ralph Breaks the Internet, which was... It was a good time. You know, not the best movie I've ever seen. It had it had its flaws. Like, I generally just didn't really like Ralph. Which is funny because I love John C. Reilly and I've been watching. I love John C. Reilly. Have you seen his character, Dr. Stephen Brule?
No.
So funny. So funny.
Like in what?
The Tim and Eric show.
Oh, no.
It's so good. I'll show you some of the stuff after. But, like, I love John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
But it just... In Ralph Breaks the Internet, it was very obnoxious. But just kind of... It was a fun movie. And then I watched Stranger Things Season 3. That was good.
That's all you got? That was good? Okay. I'll talk. I don't care.
No.
Yeah.
I just don't really know what to say without spoiling anything.
That's true.
Very good ending. I cried again. Am I emotional? Shut up! I'm not emotional! Okay, yeah, go on.
Sorry. Okay. I'm going to go from worst of the movies I saw to best of the movies I saw. Okay. So, I saw Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Oh my god.
Did you know it's called King of the Monsters?
Zilla. I didn't commit it to memory that it was King of anything.
Godzilla, King of the Monsters. For some reason, that sounds so much worse in my head than King of Monsters. King of the Monsters.
King of the Monsters.
I don't like it. But whatever, that's not important. The movie is so... just unimportant.
Oh my god.
There's...
Zilla.
That's a line.
I know. It's right, so that last episode,
stupid.
Too.
It's so dumb. I don't know what to say that Eric didn't, but... it's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's funny how dumb it is. It really is. Like, it's not funny to the point where, like, I'm glad that I saw it.
Yeah.
But it's funny to the point where I'm just like, oh, God, this is just... It's just so unnecessary.
This came up last time on the last episode we talked about it, too, but I want to see Hellboy. Like, these two kind of...
I don't need to see Hellboy.
I would imagine
it came out today for, like, streaming, but I think you have to buy it.
Oh!
I don't think you can rent it yet.
Maybe it's
because Eric texted me, he was like, we have to watch this. Okay, so yeah, I saw that. That was garbage. Let's see. Then I saw Yesterday, which I was so excited for.
Yeah.
I was literally showing the trailer to my film teachers.
Yeah.
I was so excited. And then I saw it. A little disappointing, frankly.
Yeah.
I
heard it doesn't use its premise very well.
No, yeah, it uses it as a joke, and the joke lands, but it doesn't use it. It's not like it has anything to say, you know?
Right.
So it's like a really good feel-good summer movie,
mm-hmm.
but like there's no consequences, there's no hidden meaning or anything. It's pretty much right in front of you.
Right.
Which is fine, right? Like, it's a fine summer movie, but
mm-hmm.
not much beyond that. I saw Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah.
My main thing with this one, while I did like it,
mm-hmm.
my main thing I said to Eric, who I saw it with, that Spider-Man Far From Home was just, like, one of the things that reminds me why I don't really like Marvel that much.
Yeah.
Like, I've talked about this so many times about Marvel, but, like, it can't decide what it wants to be, and it needs to pick one. It's just, like, it has the coming-of-age youth romance, which, of course, I love, right? That was my favorite part of the movie by far. Sure, I don't know if that's bias or if that's actual skill. That's
probably,
like,
bias.
It was Eric's, too, but Eric's also the same way, but, like, okay. Yeah, you know. That was the best part. Zendaya was phenomenal.
Sure.
Tom Holland was phenomenal as Peter Parker.
Well, yeah.
Less so as Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is interesting. He wasn't as quippy or funny, which is more script, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't as good as Spider-Man as he was in Homecoming. Like, I think in Homecoming and Civil War, he's really, really good as both.
Yeah, I will say, as much as I dislike the MCU, I do think that he is the perfect casting.
He is. He's perfect, yeah. But he definitely shines a lot more as Peter Parker in this movie. And then there's that half of the movie, and then there's the other half with Jake Gyllenhaal, and I guess this is kind of a spoiler, but not really. Like, yeah. It's not really a spoiler. I'm going to say it's not a spoiler. Like, he's a villain. Like,
what?
He's a famous villain in the series, so yeah. I mean, like, it's not really...
They did the hidden. Pixar twist? The Pixar... hidden villain twist,
but the thing is I liked him much better as a hero, frankly, right. So okay, there's a 2-minute scene when he's revealed to be a villain, like, quote-unquote revealed to be a villain. Right. And it's just him, like giving a toast, basically, to, like, all of his people that helped him do it. And he's, like, delivering his evil mastermind plot. Maybe the worst scene I've seen in the MCU.
Really?
I'm not joking. It is... I was sinking in my seat, sighing. I was like, this is so freaking bad. And I'm like, this belongs in a movie that doesn't take itself...
This belongs in a museum. Sorry, go on.
This belongs in the kind of comic book movie that doesn't... It's like... It belongs in, like, Shazam. Right? Yeah. It belongs in the comic book movie that makes fun of comic book movies.
Okay, okay.
Like, yeah. It's so ridiculous that I'm like, this is just... It has no place in this teen romance. Like, it's just, you need to pick one.
Right.
You can't have both. And then, like, the action, well, it looks a lot better than Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how it actually works, especially in the latter half, mm-hmm. after he's announced as a villain, like, is really weird. Like, he's mostly just fighting, like, drones,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of strange and not that interesting.
Right.
But there's some really cool, like, visual sequences, and, the CGI is much better than Homecoming, thank God, because I watched Homecoming again as well, and holy hell, the CGI is really bad.
I don't know why they do that thing where they create a fully functioning suit.
There's just no reason. There's no reason. Like, that whole, like, warehouse scene, when he's, like, in the suit entirely, there's no reason for any of it to be CGI, and it looks so bad. It looks so bad.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Same with Black Panther, too, they did that.
Oh my God, Black Panther. Oh, you just reminded me of Black Panther, Justin.
Why do they do that?
Because they're stupid and dumb.
Because CG is an easy way out. And
it's not, though. It has to be harder, is the thing. Yeah. It has to be harder.
Well, it's easy. No, it's easy, it's in that easier. They don't have to think of a creative way to fix a problem.
I guess. It's just, ugh.
They just kind of see, well, okay, how do we make this problem go away? Yeah. We could think of something creative, or we could just kind of yada yada.
I still like the movie overall.
Okay.
Mostly because of the Tom Holland Zendaya aspects of it. They're very good together. What was the next one? The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good artsy indie movie.
Love that.
Anybody that doesn't like artsy indie movies,
kill yourself.
Shouldn't see it.
Oh.
They won't like it. Oops. If you do like really artsy indie movies, you'll like it.
Yeah.
It's about, like, gentrification.
Ooh. And
San Francisco.
Oh.
And...
You
know, like...
Hence the San Francisco part of that title.
Really, really good score.
Yeah.
Really great performances.
Yeah.
Jonathan Majors, I remembered his name, I didn't have to look, is very, very... Like, he's one of the best performances I've seen this year, maybe the best. In the role of... What's his name? I don't remember the character's name. That sucks. Oh, well. He plays, like, a... Not, like, explicitly stated disabled, but, like, kind of, like, off-ish, you know? Person he, like, draws, and he, like, writes plays, and he's a friend of the main character, Jimmy.
Oh, and so all the signs of someone who's disabled.
No, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But he's really, really great. Yeah, I don't really know what else to, like, even say about it. Like, I really loved... the movie, but I don't know what to say about it.
I'll check it out then.
It's interesting. And then last one. Midsommar. Midsommar.
It's still summer. Midsommar.
I know.
Okay.
But it's like Midsommar. Midsommar. It's
you were talking a bit about this earlier.
I don't even know how to talk about it. It's I've never, like, walked out of a movie and felt like that. It's, like, one of the few movies that I can say has made me feel things that I've never felt before.
Wow.
It's just, like...
Would you think it's the kind of thing that I would enjoy watching?
Huh?
Would you think it's the kind of thing that I would enjoy watching?
I can't imagine anybody who would enjoy watching it. Oh, my God. It's brilliant.
Okay, yeah,
don't get me wrong. It's brilliant. But it is
not
disturbing.
Something that you watch to...
It is unpleasant. It is draining, emotionally and, frankly, physically. It's like, oh my God. I don't even know how to talk about it. Like,
so then
people are like, this movie doesn't, like, this movie doesn't tackle its themes the best. Like, they're like, this is, like, a terrifying movie that doesn't really, like, have much to say. And I'm like, you're so, so wrong. It has so much to say.
I'll probably... About
feelings and emotions and family.
I'll probably never relationships. Watch it.
I can recommend that.
Okay.
Frankly, like... It's an experience. Yeah. And it's one that I haven't decided yet if I'm grateful for having.
Yeah.
But it's one. It's the best horror movie I've ever seen in my life. Wow. I'm not fucking joking. It's the best horror movie I've ever seen in my life. If this came out last year, it would be the number one movie of the year.
Not even Saw?
If this is not my number one movie of the year, at the end of the year, I will be shocked. Shocked.
Number one movie overall?
No, at the end of the year. Like this...
No, I know, but overall...
Of movies that come out in 2019? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
It's... I just can't... Oh, God. It's like... I just... I've never felt like that. Yeah. I've never felt like that. Yeah, no. Like, it... So I was telling... I think you this earlier. If not, I was telling somebody this. Like, I'm a big... anti-censorship person.
Yes.
Right. I hate it. You know my rating system. K and A. If you're under 13, you see kids movies. If you're over 13, you can see A movies. That's it. Right?
What's the A stand for?
Adult.
Ass.
Now, there's a third rating. And it's
Midsummer.
Midsummer.
For Midsummer.
If there's any movie that deserves to be like NC-17,
yeah.
Like you cannot see this movie if you're under 17, yeah. It is Midsummer.
Wow.
It is absolutely Midsummer. Hey, I'm just... Mina. And it's so long. That's the thing. You're just sitting there for so, so, so long. The ending was like... So here's the thing. Like, you can not necessarily predict... But nothing is that shocking in terms of what happens, right? Like, you can kind of tell where it's going, and you aren't that surprised by, like, the events that take place.
Yeah.
But nothing can prepare you for what you see on screen. Yeah. Nothing. Absolutely. I saw this with Carolyn, and I was telling her, I was like, nothing can prepare you for that movie.
Is it...
I was like, this is going to be like Hereditary. No, no, no. Doesn't even come close.
Is it like along the same sort of level as the, I guess, twist in Can You Ever Forgive Me? Like that kind of, you can't see it coming? Or not, sorry.
No.
God, what's it called? It's another thing. Sorry to Bother You.
No, okay, because Sorry to Bother You, like the twist is like just bizarre and out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right? What I'm saying about Midsummer is that, like, there's no time when you're like, okay, so it's the movie where characters die, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's never a point where you're like, I'd be so shocked if this character died.
Yeah.
You know? And there are even points where you're like, oh, this character's about to die.
Yeah.
But then it happens in a way or in, like, it finds a way to be shocking, disturbing, terrifying, awful.
Yeah.
And it's just, I can't, like, even, like, reading the script, I can't imagine I would have gotten a sense of what I was about to see.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing like it. And, okay, so I have been told, and I've read, that it's very similar to other movies, specifically, like, the 1973, I think it's 73, the 70s Wicker Man.
Yeah.
And, like, which is, like, the same, like, cult paganist thing.
Yeah.
And I've heard that it's very similar. And I guess I have the advantage, quote unquote, of not having seen those movies. But like I've just never seen a movie like that. Like I have to seriously consider the next time Ari Aster releases a movie whether or not I even go.
Yeah.
Because holy hell. Like
he's made some of the most terrifying movies.
He's only made two.
Yeah.
Oh God, he's
incredible.
He's incredible. Him and Jordan Peele are really like changing what horror movies are.
Yeah,
in such a cool way. But like, oh my God,
the next like
it's terrifying.
They're the next like Romero's and
Those two are very important for.
Do you have horror, anything else to say about Midsummer?
Florence Pugh gives
Pugh.
Florence Pugh. gives maybe the best performance of the year. Her or Jonathan Majors, like I just said.
Yeah.
They're both so good. I hope it plays Oscars. It won't.
Right.
But,
Because they don't like horror things.
Yeah, if Toni Collette didn't get one for Hereditary, Florence Pugh won't.
Right.
Which is fine. I'll deal with it later.
I'll deal with that trauma
later. I'll deal with that in, like, December.
Let's move on.
Yeah, I'm done.
To suggestions.
Now I'm thinking about it, and I'm just like, ugh.
Alright. Let's go jingle. Go now.
We're gonna make a suggestion for you today, and you better watch it or else.
M3 suggestions. Have you any, my friend?
Can I look for, like, a book in this giant book
room? Yeah, go for it. In the meantime, I do have one.
Ooh, I found one.
Okay, that was fast.
The Room book is really good.
Oh, okay. Oh, we have that?
Yeah, Room by Emma Donoghue.
Oh, cool. I didn't know we owned that. I'll probably read that.
The basis for the movie. You know what makes that movie so terrifying? Or that book so terrifying, I mean? As, yeah. Like, comparatively to the movie? Is that it's, like, Jack's point of view. It's the kid's point of view. Like, it's the kid writing. The movie
is kind of,
like, it is, awesome. But, like, it's not the same as reading it.
Right.
It's, like, a 5-year-old, like, wow. Style of talking.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really cool. It's really good. You should read it. Especially, and then you should see the movie, because Brie Larson's really good in
it. I have seen the movie, actually. Yeah. I saw it a while ago.
I'm suggesting to the people.
Oh. Right. They should You're see getting the movie. A call. You should maybe not.
Las Vegas, Nevada is calling me.
Pick it up.
No, they keep calling me because it's this freaking... God. I was trying to find a way to play, like, online poker, and I made an account for this thing.
Right.
And they won't stop calling me.
That's not good.
It's kind of annoying, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's, like, a legit thing. Like, I checked it before I made an account and stuff, okay. But then I was like, oh, you have to, like, put in a lot more money than I want to put in to even put in money.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, that's fine.
I'm going to suggest, I've watched it, like, a couple of times now on Netflix, Tim Robinson's special, I Think You Should Leave. It's sketch comedy, or in particular... The third sketch in the first episode, I think, is so funny. I don't know. It's crazy humor. It's very weird. Like, it's not the, like, what you would expect of sketch comedy. Like, it's, like, not, like, Key and Peele or SNL. Like, the more kind of structured and, like, clearly defined. It's very just kind of... Here's an idea for something, let's exaggerate it to the nth degree, and it's so funny.
I have another suggestion I just remembered.
Okay, go for it.
Because
and then we'll end things.
I feel like most people probably know who this is, and I'm, like, just discovering them late.
Yeah.
But I think this, I saw this guy's Caleb City on YouTube.
Never heard of him.
He makes just, like, shorts by himself, like, yeah. Sketches by himself, where he plays all the characters, and it's, like, just... a commentary or something like Proz D or something, and he's really funny, and I'm very much enjoying his little sketches. They're really funny.
Speaking of YouTube, I do have another suggestion to make, and this will be our final thing before we end. For reals though.
Yeah, go for it.
Our friend and recurring guest on the program. This is,
yeah, you should do that. We should have done that.
Dylan Clark has made another
scaly short. Yeah.
We don't need to do this. He gets, like, thousands of views normally, but he made a short, a horror short.
Well, he only makes horror shorts.
Yeah. So. This one is called Seagrass. Is
that correct? Seagrass, something like that.
So go ahead, hop on over to YouTube, look up Dylan Clark in the search bar, find my boy there, watch him, support him. He's so incredibly talented. There's no one that I know that's our age with, like, such a defined voice as him in filmmaking, and it's really impressive to watch.
Yeah, it's called Seagrass. No, yeah, I'll be honest. When I was watching Midsommar, the one thing that was keeping me from being fully sucked into the terror of the movie,
yeah,
was the recurring thought in my head that I was like, only somebody like Dylan
would
think of this.
Yeah.
Somebody like Dylan would even think to put that on the screen.
Right.
And that's what I hope that he Dylan's continues great. To do.
I love Dylan. But yeah, so go check him out. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye. No, I'm kidding. Find us on Instagram and Twitter, even though we haven't been using them at all for the past couple of weeks. It's at M3Movies for both. Brian is using my tissues to, like, blow his nose. Or nope, he's spitting a loogie.
It's gum? Oh, it was okay. Dissolving in my mouth. It's been in my mouth for so long that it was dissolving and it was really gross.
Find us on Letterboxd. I made some new ones.
I put some new ones up as well.
Yeah.
I need to put up Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Did you see my Captain Marvel one? You may like that one. I didn't really bash
it. I think I did. I think I was reading it. You like that movie more than I do, I think.
I wouldn't say liked, but I didn't dislike it as much as you did.
Oh my god. The worst. It's not my worst movie of the year.
It's perfectly, it's close. It's perfectly mediocre.
No, it's not.
Is what it is.
Okay. Oh my god, it's so bad.
You know what? Maybe it's just because, like, I have an affinity for unlikable characters.
It's scene to scene unbearable. Right. That's my description of it. It's just
More predisposed to unlikable characters. I mean, like, Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
That's so different. Don't even.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I watched those two movies, like, in the same week.
They're supposed to be unlikable.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay, what else? Find us on Anchor, and there you can find us on, like, Apple Podcast and Spotify and all that stuff. It's anchor.fm/M3Movies, or you can just go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts and find us there. That is much preferred to YouTube because we actually get money from the ads that we do on there, so it helps us out. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
That's it.
Then thanks for listening. I'm Jack.
I'm Brian.
We love your stupid faces. Bye-bye.
Bye.